Bing bong. I am back with another edition of the State of Bitcoin podcast, where I'm going to do a solo rip this time because I think I got a little bit to talk about. I was just in London area for a week, and then I was in Madeira, an island outside of Portugal, kind of closer to Africa, actually, for Bitcoin Atlantis. So there's a lot of stuff I want to catch you guys up on. So we're going to do a little solo rip here, but obviously first, you know, this is not financial advice. Everything you hear from me is strictly the opinion of myself and myself only, and it's not financial advice. Also, big shout out to my sponsors, the Orange Pill app. If you're looking to connect with fellow Bitcoiners wherever you're at, the Orange Pill app is something I highly, highly, highly recommend. I was using it for the past couple of weeks while I was traveling abroad, and I connected with so many Bitcoiners, made a bunch of great friends, and I feel like I've known them all for a long time. So if you haven't used the Orange Pill app, or you haven't hung out with very many Bitcoiners before, you can find it in your local events. You can find out what merchants accept Bitcoin, and you could do so much more. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you getting your hands on the Orange Pill app, and you can use my promo code at the bottom here on the show notes, where you could get 10,000 sats. We'll both get them once you sign up, and then, hell, you can even message me if you'd like. And shout out to the Bitcoin Advisor. Book a meeting with me at content.thebitcoinadvisor.com. So I can help you get your So I can help you get your Bitcoin off an exchange. We need to help get you in cold storage with collaborative custody. Use maybe even some estate planning. Help make sure that your loved ones can get access to your Bitcoin in the event of your potential passing. You know, there's only two things guaranteed in life, and that's death and taxes. You can do your best to try to avoid taxes, but you, unfortunately, you cannot avoid the death portion of this. So reach out to me and we'll set a meeting. And then lastly, Hodler's Official, that's HODLERS official.com. You can use promo code GreenCandle, get your 10% off your entire order. All right, you made it with me this far. Hit that subscribe button, and then now let's get into it. So what the hell was I doing out in London in the England area? Well, I was out there just kind of adventuring around. I knew I was going to go to Madeira. I knew I was going to go to Bitcoin Atlantis, which was an outstanding conference, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I went to London area first, and I met a ton of great Bitcoiners. If you're following me on Twitter, at GreenCandleIT, you saw that I was with the Bitcoin Racing team. And that was so much fun hanging out with those guys. Charlie and Chris are basically brothers to me right now, and the parents are absolutely outstanding. I had an absolute blast hanging out in London. The weather was shit, though. I'm not going to lie to you. It was cold and rainy every single day. I mean, coming from Florida, I was not ready for that, but unfortunately, that was the case. Not their fault, though, but I got to do some cool things. I got to drive the car a little bit. We filmed a great video, so here's a little teaser for you. We filmed a great video. We partnered up with some people and maybe one other brand. I'm not going to reveal who because that might reveal too much, but the video will be coming out early next week. I'm projecting it out on Monday, so be on the lookout for that on GreenCandleIT on all platforms, and if you follow Bitcoin Racing, I'm sure they'll repost it as well. So we filmed an outstanding video. I think we're going to change the game a little bit. We had a little fun with it. You know, I was kind of hanging out with them. And then I went to a Bitcoin meetup in Southwest London at La Atelier, I believe is how you say the name. Funny thing, funny story, is a dumb gringo or dumb abroad person. I don't know. I guess gringo is only in Latin America. Wherever I, you know, I don't know. I was a foreign kid. A stupid American, I guess, is what I should say. More likely, but I was going to this meetup. I was told to meet some people there. The Bridge to Bitcoin guys, I also had them on the latest episode, so if you haven't heard that, that's where I was interviewing them. Full disclosure, I went to the wrong restaurant. I didn't know that there was two. I walked into this one. It was right next to Buckingham Palace, so I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll go like be a dumb tourist for a little bit, and then I'll go to this place. Like, okay, great. So I went there, and then I'm like, hey, I'm here for the Bitcoin meetup. I'm here to record a podcast. You know, here's the name of the owner, all this and that. I came in, dotting my I's, crossing my T's, And they're like, sir, you have the wrong place. And I'm like, no, I don't. This is the name of the restaurant, right? They're like, yes, that's the name. But, you know, this is the wrong place. So, unfortunately, I had to travel another 45 minutes away. I was able to figure it out and finally get there. But then we took a little bit to set up. The Bridge to Bitcoin guys were outstanding. They brought a bunch of equipment, a great mic, and a lot of stuff. They actually gave me a Bridge to Bitcoin mug and a Bitcoin card with the Bitcoin Racing Team logo on there. So, with the Laser Eyes cards. So, you know, shout out to them. They were very hospitable. But they were a little upset at the meetup that I said fish and chips was absolute trash. So they gave me a great steak meal, which was paid for in Bitcoin at La Atelier. And yeah, they asked me about like 30 times if that meal was good because of how bad I said fish and chips were. And it was great. The meal was great. Paid even better because it was paid for in Bitcoin. And yeah, so a lot of people are asking me, you know, kind of what are, compare and contrast what I saw in England to what I've experienced in the U.S. Obviously, I live here in Tampa, but I've been to a lot of places in the U.S. I haven't been to Nashville, like, well, okay, let's take a step back. I have been to Nashville, but I haven't been since they opened up Bitcoin Park. I went to the first ever Bitcoin Nashville meetup, or maybe the second ever, one of the early ones. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to going there later this year for Bitcoin Magazine, the Bitcoin 2024, which I will be at, I believe I'll be speaking at, and I think you can get, some discounts on your, tickets if you use promo code GreenCandle as well for that. But anyway, that's beside the point. In England, they are making a huge, huge push to onboard merchants. And I think that is something we are very severely slacking on here in the US. I think onboarding merchants obviously is a huge deal. And I think that that should be a priority. But in the US, a lot of merchants are tentative to accept because of the tax regulations and everything like that. Well, the amount of business that these Bitcoiners are bringing to these London businesses to pay in Bitcoin is just astronomical. So, you know, these businesses don't even really care because they're like, hey, my business was going to fail at one point in time, or, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing with this business. Here's a last ditch effort. And Bitcoiners are making it worth their while. I think that we need to get more merchants on board here in the US and maybe do like a proof of concept. I think I encourage everybody listening to this to get their local, wherever they have their Bitcoin meetup, go to some restaurant, go to there once a week with all these people and have them consistently ask. And then maybe eventually, you know, you'll get a hold of them or you'll get onto them and then, they'll start accepting Bitcoin. I think that there's a lot of people kind of pushing that forward. Bridge to Bitcoin obviously is a great organization in the London area. They're working on doing that. But you know, there's a lot of, I guess people trying to build that in their own micro communities, there in the US, but I haven't really seen anything as drastic as I have in London area. And you know, I really applaud those guys for all that and the hard work that they're doing. I mean, even while I was at the Madeira conference, I ran into a bunch of different London or British Bitcoiners, and they all, every single one of them, was pushing for merchant adoption. They were making phone calls. They were working very hard still at the conference, trying to get more people onboarded onto Bitcoin. And, you know, like I said, I applaud them severely for all that. So I think that, you know, in the US, we definitely need to make a more of a concerted effort because, you know, quite frankly, we're not doing the job that we should be doing there. And so, yeah, I mean, overall, London was great. But their adoption is I would say a lot higher in London than it is in the US, especially when it comes to the merchant side of things. But another gripe that I have with London or England is that they name every fucking airport London something or other, and half of them are not in London. So I missed my flight. For those of you who are following me on Twitter, I'm sure you saw the video. I missed my flight going from London to Madeira because I was going to London Stansted which is like an hour and a half outside the city, and I was already an hour and a half outside the city. So to take the train into the city, I was looking at, with the next train, I gave myself 3 hours. Go figure. It would have taken me over 3 hours to get to this airport just to check in to get into on my way to Madeira. So I fucked up. I missed that flight, it was unfortunate, but I got another flight where I had to basically stay overnight. It was like 3 or 4 hours in a Portuguese airport, then fly to Madeira. But I was in Madeira. I stayed with my buddy Luke Mikic. So shout out to Luke. He's the man. Him and his girlfriend Pam. They're some of the greatest people on earth. And you know, I guess that's kind of a trend when you meet people in the Bitcoin space. But overall, Atlantis, Bitcoin Atlantis, an outstanding conference. The way it was run was great. Had a kids' corner. It had everything for the friends and family. It was absolutely outstanding. There wasn't a lot of booths, which I thought was kind of surprising, but also, like, I mean, I think it was maybe a little better. I don't know. I mean, like, sometimes the booths are good, sometimes they're not. I'm not really sure how, I guess, yeah, tweet at me. What do you guys think of the booths for the conferences? Are you looking to go get something there or what? Usually I'm just kind of there to interact with people and kind of do the networking thing and get on there. And so I was the MC of the stage of the second day. Of the open source stage, which was awesome. And I got to meet a lot of cool people, hear a lot of great talks. And, you know, of course, like, there's the heavy hitters there. So there was Jack Maulers, Jack Dorsey, Michael Saylor, all had amazing speeches and talks and whatnot. I actually got to interact with Michael Saylor a little bit at the speaker's opening night. So if you know Michael Saylor, or no, scratch that, well, yeah, I guess if you know him, tell him I'm trying to get a hold of him. I told him to come on the pod. I tweeted at him. I sent him a bunch of DMs, and he still hasn't gotten back. So if you're listening to this, tweet at him and tweet at me and tell him to come on my podcast, because maybe we can rally enough people behind it where we can get Saylor on the State of Bitcoin podcast. But, you know, overall, he's exactly like you would think in real life. I mean, he was like kind of fidgety. He was walking back and forth, and he was just going a bunch of different tangents about Bitcoin. And then, you know, once he got going, you couldn't really stop him. I mean, he was, and like, not that you would really want to stop him, to be honest, but he was overall just, you know, as he is in, on a podcast, he is in real life. There's really no faking that after a while. So it's, you know, obviously that just great stuff that he provides for the space. And then also Jack Maulers, you know, he had an outstanding talk about, you know, more of the time aspect of things that Bitcoin does. And yeah, I mean, I definitely recommend listening to those talks and every single talk, honestly, at the conference, as you know, they're always jam packed with some hard and heavy hitting guests. Jeff Booth, Preston Pish. I got to interact with Preston quite a bit. So hopefully that interview is coming soon as well. And yeah, just, you know, I got to hang out with a lot of these, I guess we're calling them Bitcoin creators. So I hung out with, you know, Kinetic Finance, Julian, Isabella, Angelo, who's written a book on Bitcoin, so you guys should go check them out. But I mean, I would basically, anybody that was getting tagged with on Twitter, I was hanging out with them, and we got some big things planned. So I'm gonna do a lot of like teasers, I guess, here. Yeah, man, I don't know. I just think that the conference was overall big and outstanding, and I think from here, I need to figure out where you guys want to see things go. I mean, I am starting to do more in-person things. I'm trying to get to more places and get in front of people. But it's a steady progression that I'm doing here. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions about what the conference all entailed in Atlantis, feel free to reach out and shoot me a DM, even contact me on the Orange Pill app or whatever. But I think that I'm going to be going to a lot more of these conferences. You know, it's definitely a great opportunity to network with people and kind of hang out with the plebs, and like, you know, in a selfish reason, I get to travel a little bit. I'm also thinking of starting like a little behind the scenes of my travel experiences when I go to these different places. I know the first one that I have somewhat planned is Nashville. So tell me if you guys think you would like something like that. where you kind of get a little peek behind the scenes of GC and everything that goes on there. And yeah, man, it's outstanding. So you know, I appreciate you guys dealing with me this solo rip here. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. The Madeira conference was outstanding. Jeff Booth had a great emotional talk as well that I got to sit in and listen to. And Lynn Alden also brought the heat. But I got some big name guests here coming up, lined up. I don't want to give all of them away. I gave a couple of them already, but stay tuned for more here ahead at the State of Bitcoin podcast and with Green Candle. So yeah, thank you guys all for tuning in, and see you at the next one.